Hallelujah. Good morning, everyone. Welcome back, Glory and Peace Church. Happy, blessed Father's Day to all the fathers and future fathers. We are thankful for you. Hallelujah. Let's dance our praise and worship together this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, majesty, worship his majesty. Unto Jesus be all glory, honor, and praise. Oh, majesty, kingdom authority. Majesty, we sing majesty, worship his majesty, unto Jesus, be all glory, honor, and praise, oh majesty, majesty, kingdom, kingdom authority, flows from his throne, unto to the top we sing. Be strong.
Praise the Lord. we give you all the glory. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Father, we bless your holy name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, Lord, let it come. Your will, Lord, let it be done here in the earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive, Lord, all of our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. Father, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For truly thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, thine is the glory. Forever and ever. We adore you, King of kings and Lord of lords. The great I am. Our Redeemer. Our Savior. Our King. Our Sovereign. We bless your holy name. We exalt you. And we say thank you, Father, for loving us with an everlasting love. Thank you, Father, that you loved us so much. You gave your very best, even our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and gave us the ability to believe, for we can do nothing without you, that we may not perish but have everlasting life. For eternal life is in him. Father, thank you that you are a giving Father, a loving, caring, compassionate, ever-present Father. We are thankful that daily you are impacting our lives, changing the trajectory of our lives, causing us to become more and more like you. For Lord, as we behold the face of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we're beginning to see that we are more and more like you. For he is a perfect representation of you, Father. Chip off those areas in our lives that do not honor you, that do not look like you. Anything that is not like you, flush out of our person, burn it up, eradicate it, that as we stand before you, that the enemy will never be able to tell whether it is you standing or us standing, because we're exactly the same. And in that grace, in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak and declare that our glorified Father, whose name is hallowed, that every sickness, every disease, every ailment, everything that does not represent God, in, outside, wherever it is, in any which way that impacts our lives, let such a thing be forever removed. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you, Lord, that you are sovereign of our lives. Blessed be your holy name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. You may be seated. I want to take this time to say Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers and fathers-to-be. We celebrate you. Thank God for his greatness in your lives. We know that our God is good and he's faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, at the end of this service, we're going to do something. And I'm not going to tell you what it is. But as soon as we finish with communion, we're going to do it. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might seem strange, but I thank God that we can do it today. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You know, a young man, 7 years old, was asked by somebody, "How old is your father?" And the young man stood up and he said, "My father is 7 years old." And the guy says, "How on earth is your father 7 years old?" He said, "Because when I was born, that's when he became a father." Hallelujah. I told you the first time last Wednesday or something like that, and it's still fresh. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, folks, can you guess how old I am?
You said 40. 40-something.
I'm what?
You said 40-something.
40-something. Close, but not close enough.
44.
I am 44 years old.
44.
If you believe that, I got a bridge for you in the moon. Hallelujah. Mama, please come. I became a father because of this dear lady. Let's give her a good clap of it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Good day, everyone.
Good day.
And happy Father's Day to all our fathers.
Amen.
Say praise the Lord. Now, we thank God for the Father of the house and all our fathers. We thank God for our Heavenly Father that has made fathers fathers and has made mothers mothers. We give God praise. Now, some of us, our fathers are already in heaven, but they are very much alive. So we thank God for all of them. Without them, we will not be here, so we are grateful. All right, stretch your hands. Let's pray for our children and every one of us. Father, we thank you, God, for your mercy and your truth. Thank you for all our families. Thank you for all our biological children. And all our spiritual children, extended families, their spouses, and our friends and children standing this altar and everyone hearing the sound of my voice. Every child from age 120 plus to zero form, to those in seed form, those walking the earth, those in the womb, every day of life, we lift everyone before you. Father, minister your grace to all of us. Cause us to flourish in the things of God. And everything that is not of you be eradicated from our lives. Strengthen every child. May they know you and have a desire for you. And let the zeal of the fire of God be upon our hearts. In the mighty name of Jesus. Bless them with their schoolwork. Bless them in their career work. Bless them at home in the ministry, in their businesses, in everything they do, O Lord. And those in retirement age, refire them, that they their joy will be and their strength will be renewed like the eagle. In the mighty name of Jesus, we banish weakness and defeat from our lives, lack and poverty, shame and sorrow, that we will walk in the goodness of God and in the strength of the Most High God. We bless your holy name, bless all our teachers, and bless everyone in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, bless you, children. See you later. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. Let it abide in us, strengthen us, move in us, move upon us, move in this service, in our homes, in our city, in our nation. May your name be glorified all the time. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Are you guys awake? I did not hear amen. Matthew 6. Papa prayed it already, but this is the word that I have for us this morning. Matthew 6, let's read verse 9, just a few verses. After this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. 14, for if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, that's the prayer Jesus, the apostles, and asked him and the disciples, Lord, teach us to pray. And he gave them that. Well, every word in that prayer is a topic. And every word is a whole world of its own. So, but we just clump it like that. May the Lord help you and give you understanding of the prayer. And may you practice what it says. Let us rise and pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Blessed be your holy name. Lord, we give you praise. We thank you that we are not orphans. We have a Father who is in heaven, who is in the highest and the most holy place, a Father who sees, a Father who knows, a Father who creates, and a Father who gives, a Father who loves, a Father who is wonderful. May the beauty of your holiness flow and touch our lives, that we realize we are not alone. We have a Father. Somebody say, I have a Father. I have a Father. I have a Father. Father who owns everything, who creates all things, who knows no impossibility. A Father who's the giver of life, giver of all things pertaining to God and godliness. A Father who provides. A Father who pulls us out of the miry clay and put our feet upon a rock. A Father who has wonderful arms waiting for us when we decide that we want to be prodigals. And then he waits and then he prepares a robe, a ring, a feast, a celebration for us, knowing that we're coming home. Father, we thank you that all of us, we are coming home. We're coming back to the Father. You will draw the heart of the children back to the fathers. You will draw our heart back to you, O God. Draw every man back to you, Lord. Draw us from the state where we are to a higher state. You are a God who dwells in glory. Your name is Yahweh. May us come back to you, O God. Every one of us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let none be left behind. Like Abraham said, me and the son will go up yonder. May we and our children go up yonder to meet with you, Lord. And in this holy mountain, may we meet, have an encounter with you. For out of Mount Zion shall deliverance come. May we all meet in Mount Zion, where you will meet with every one of us. Transformation takes place. Healing takes place. Deliverance take place. Restoration take place. Goodness of God take place. The joy of the Lord takes place. Things we've been praying that we cannot get rid of, they all take place. Total wholeness and restoration. Pull us to that place in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, turn our heart back to you, Lord. Our eyes, our hearing, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, our Heavenly Father. We thank you for giving us all that is best. You gave us Jesus, and you gave us your Holy Spirit. We are thankful and we are grateful. And we are thankful for all our earthly fathers, those that gave birth to us biologically, those that are fathers to our children, fathers to our grandchildren, to our great-grandchildren, all our fathers in this congregation, all men hearing my voice, even from when they were little, you have created them to be fathers. Father, minister grace to all the sons and the men and every man in this household and those hearing the sound of my voice. Turn them into truly who you have called them to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that today we will continue to give you thanks. Thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces, with all that's going on in Israel right now and some nations. Father, minister grace to your people. Touch them, Lord. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who forgets not his covenant, continue to do what you need to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, our trust is in you. Our hope is in you. Do what no man can do. For the nation of Israel, strengthen your people. Give them wisdom and the strategy to do what they need to do. Continue to arise and let your enemies be scattered. We see that you have not changed. It's still a war between David and Goliath. And Lord, always David will win. In the name of the Lord, by the word of the Lord. Father, save your people. And let as the nations of the world begin to watch, may they begin to see the difference that they must align themselves with God. Father, draw your people back to you. Remove every wicked and evil leaders from the nations and restore righteous leaders in all our nations. Let it be so for Canada, for Nigeria, United States of America. Lord, let it be so for Germany. Let it be so for Austria. And let it be so for Holland in the mighty name of Jesus. Let it be so for the islands of the seas and all First Nations of the world. And let it be so for where anyone is calling upon the name of the Lord. Father, save your people. Cleanse the nations. Cleanse the land. Cleanse the leadership. That there will be revival. That people will come back to Jesus. People will begin to run back to the Lord and know that they need a Savior and surrender their hearts to you. Revive Winnipeg, revive Canada, revive this church, revive our nation. Draw your people, Lord. And wherever the sound of our voice is going forth towards the nations of the earth, draw those people to you. Father, continue to do what no man can do. Heal, restore, and make whole your people. Wherever there's weakness, may they be strengthened. Let the weak say, I am strong, So, Lord, we declare strength over your people. Let the poor say, I'm rich. We declare your riches over God's people. We declare your goodness over God's people. Surely goodness and mercy will run after us, not sometimes all the days of our life. Our head is already anointed with oil. The Lord is truly our shepherd. You will shepherd your people, and you continue to bring us to the place of still waters, to green pastures, to the place where your anointing flow in the mighty name of Jesus. Cleanse and restore everyone, O God, and bring us to the place of joy, joy unspeakable. Somebody say, I receive the joy of the Lord. Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength. May we receive joy unspeakable, supernatural strength, supernatural vigor. And Lord, those who their body is failing them, we reverse that order now in the name of Jesus. Be healed, be restored, and be made whole in the name of Jesus. We reverse that order. Instead of weakness, you are strong, strong, strong. All your body parts are functioning and healthy, and they are serving you well in the name of Jesus. Your body is not working against you, it's working for you. All your external organs are healthy and whole. Restore, 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 restore. Be revived from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. In the name of Jesus, all body parts working perfectly. All may I pray for the men, especially that all their body parts, no prostate cancer, no infirmity in their organs, that every part of them, they are working perfectly, their heart is perfect, their mind is perfect, they are strong in the Lord. And so we pray for the women also, all their personal organs are working perfectly, and every part of their body is working perfectly. In the name of Jesus, we are a strong people and a mighty people. In the mighty name of Jesus. If you believe this, say a big amen. And Lord, be in the service this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, with healing, deliverance, wholeness, restoration, and every bad and rotten attitude flushed out of our system. As the word come, let it cleanse. We are cleansed by the water of the word. Let your word cleanse us and restore us and rejuvenate us in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless those who hear the word, who carry the word, who publish the word. And Lord, may your name be glorified, and bless the carrier and the giver of the word. Be magnified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated.